Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Saying it is different than the other parties.
What?
I said it's just different than the other parties. Like, it's hard to have a podcast party without one of the main guys there.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, so what do you guys got going on? Dark week out there.
Sure is.
I think it's been a great week.
Yeah, I meant I don't know. I feel like we changed our intro style to, like, we used to talk for, like, 5 minutes and there was no pressure. Now I just feel like there's like pressure for us to make say something funny in the first like.
I can cut this part out.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just
that's
rolling
what I'm saying.
Now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I feel like the man's got his finger on the trigger always now. You know, it scares me.
He does.
All right, hands up.
No, I like it to have it on the trigger because sometimes you just drop something or you just say something and that's the time to start it.
Yeah, and sometimes I do it too quick and you guys are like have a follow up sentence. I'm like, ah, damn it, it's a lot of pressure back here, boys.
Yeah, maybe right now it's too long.
Good day.
Attaboy.
You're listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Woo! The podcast, episode 279. What's up with your boy, the Ted Smith? I'm the host of this here podcast, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
To the left of me, actually, he's right here to the right of me. He's always here unless he's somewhere in Southeast Asia. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Good energy, Ted. Unicorns spilling blood on Wall Street with multiple Silicon Valley darlings shelving IPOs this week as markets turned sour and investors retreated to stocks that actually turn a profit. Closer to home, the boys feasted this weekend and the Wing King was in full effect on Saturday for the Alabama-LSU game, sending stock prices soaring ahead of dip season. Will the sausage dip reign supreme this season, or is there a new challenger brewing in Kitchen de Cobb? We'll find out at 6:30.
Ooh, wow. Challengers, welcome. All right, back down the wheels of steel, get the studio all set up. Matt Cobber, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted.
How you doing, man?
Good. Good to be here in the dark.
Who wants to take on the champ?
Yeah, it is dark out. You know me. I don't mind the winter as much, so today was a noticeably dark day, but also I spent part of the day at a Sounders parade, so I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah, looks like a good time down there.
Yeah.
It was a good time on Sunday, too.
Sunday was great. A few things just to get out of the way, first of all. Not positive on the spot. Pretty sure I have it locked up, but mark off December 14th. That'll be the podcast get-together. Try to do the same thing early evening. That way, if there's a show or something you want to go to, get on out. If you have children you got to get home to, like, it's a busy time of year. We get it. If you could show up, great. If not, no worries.
And you could tell the wife, get together if that gets you out of the house, but it's about to be a party.
Yeah. And also, like, yeah, bring them.
Yeah, bring them. Yeah, exactly. Bring them.
Bring them. And, you know, even if you say some of the wife's friends don't know what the podcast is, but they're single, bring them.
Maybe they're 38. You know? Maybe yeah. They're like guys with beards. I don't know.
Maybe they're 30 and like guys with beards.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe, well, yeah.
Do they like watching guys eat chicken wings in one fell swoop? Hey, this could be their party. We have a lot to put up with. Last year, man, that food was good.
I was just thinking, like, man, we should just be explicit. Be like, look, does anyone know any hairdressers from Renton?
God damn it.
My man's in the market.
No, no
bring
more hair.
Bring them out.
No more hairdressers. We've been through this.
It's for your own good, Ted.
I don't know, blonde, tan, whatever.
Maybe a fake tan, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we started this years ago talking about Decepticons, right, on the east side.
Oh, yeah.
They're alive and well out there. I rarely go to the east side, but every time I drive through Bellevue, it's just like, yep, there you go. Like, well, that girl just gets basically paid to be hot.
Yeah. Well, and I'm prime Decepticon age.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Especially with that Rolex on your wrist.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Here's how it goes. I got a new girlfriend. I've been hanging out on the east side a little bit. Next time you see me, like, number one, he's really not wearing a shirt now.
Yeah, tracksuit.
He is hairless and appears to be tanning.
Really tan, tracksuit, white shoes, unscuffed. It's pointing a lot.
Vodka sodas exclusively.
Yeah.
Right. Cobb, you'll appreciate
Loves
it.
Cabo.
We got a random text last week. I was sitting in here BSing with Robin. Cabo, that's funny. Sitting here with Robin, and she goes, hey, a text just came in about you. And I don't know. The show was a repeat, so I don't know what the... Her best of, excuse me. I don't know what the segment was, but this guy just texted and he goes, I went in a tent at a tailgate. His buddies gave me hard soda water. I'm drinking one now. So I was like, I don't know if he ran into me. Like, he must have run into all of us, but like, you definitely were like trying to get rid of him. So I'm like,
I remember who it was.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. My guess is that it was those guys who were standing right at the entrance to the tailgate on the right when we were leaving.
Right.
We were going to go check out the Oregon thing. I think it was those three. They were like with an Asian woman, I want to say.
I don't remember. I just thought it was funny. Like, yeah, I ran into Teddy. He gave me a hard soda water. I was like, yeah, that adds up. And we were handing out soda waters.
That's true. Well, I think, you know, maybe people don't expect that from you. They think of you as like, you know, just exclusively drinking IPAs and, you know, the, what's it called? The men's room originals and stuff like that. So you with a soda water, you know, maybe catch them off guard.
Yeah, I think anybody that knows me knows, though. You're looking at a light beer guy.
A newer, slimmer Ted.
We're having this. I've had this argument with Miles the other day. He's talking about people drinking IPAs. And he goes, you should drink lighter beer. And I was like, first of all, you're drinking alcohol. So you're not, you know what I mean? If you're really trying to cut weight, you're probably not going to booze at all. But I go, man, I used to weigh 360, and I still drink an S ton of light beer. Like, I mean, there is a lot of calories in IPA, but, like, that's not all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good call. She's like, look, man, I weighed 360 pounds. Like, is this really the hill you want to die on?
Yeah, right? Or when people are like, oh, man, you think because you smoke weed at night, you get the munchies or whatever? Like, dude, I've had the munchies for, like, since I was 10.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Going on a couple of decades.
Right, like, I was like, I hated freaking weed when I lived back east. I was like, it was the biggest I ever was.
Yeah, man.
All right, so a couple things. Number one, last weekend, talking about eating, last weekend we did get together, kind of an impromptu little one. I said, hey, LSU Alabama's playing 12:30 kickoff. You guys want to come over? I said, I'm making meatballs, I'll get some rolls, whatever. So the meatballs and rolls are already there. I had previously bought some salami and cheese. Matt texts me, he's coming over. I said, hey, you're on sweets, and...
That was all you said.
Yeah, I said, you're on sweets. Cobb was on the VIP veggie tray.
Classic.
Right. And then our other buddy, Justin Barnes, he hopped in and he was like, what should I bring? And I was like, oh, we kind of have stuff. And he was like, maybe I'll bring chili. And I was like, seems like a lot, but whatever. He shows up with like a dozen pieces of fried chicken.
Oh, right? That's where that. Yeah, I didn't know where
so
that
he shows
from.
Up with like fried chicken. Our other buddy, Mayhem, shows up with breakfast tacos from Laredo's, which were fucking delicious.
Yeah, sure were.
Fire.
Oh, man. And I was just like, this feast just came together.
It really did turn into a proper feast, man. And what's crazy to me, the craziest part to me, and why I feel like we're meant to live in communities, is Each one of us could have been watching the game at our house with only, like, I'd be sitting there eating a little sad vegetable tray. You'd be just sitting there putting meatballs in bread and eating it by yourself, you know? But instead, we came together and had an incredible feast.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was one of the funner Saturdays I've had in a while.
Dude, it's fun as hell. We were, like, crying laughing at one point. I had a great time.
Oh, I remember why.
Neck. Actually, don't.
Neck.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so.
I'm ready.
Just get the bleep.
All right, so there's this song. I forget how the song started, but it's a famous song that the LSU band would play. But the song is called "Neck,"
and it's unapproved.
So they don't play it anymore. The school band's not supposed to play it because there's a chorus part where like fans are kind of going, "Oh," and it's like, "Suck that tiger's dick, bitch!" So the whole stadium will yell this. So they've stopped playing it, and it's like a thing, right? The administration's like, "Don't play it." But there's always a couple people in the band that'll start playing it. So as the game's going on, which, by the way, Cobb, to his credit, I know he's not an Alabama fan, but he played like the evil villain and was like, I'll cheer for Alabama.
It is fun.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. So we're going back and forth. I'm screaming, suck that tiger's dick, bitch. So I played the song and everybody was into it. But somebody in the band has to start it. Then they play it. It's like, all right, so they're going to play it. So we're having a great time. That game was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah. But yeah, we had that massive feast and everything. And then you're right. We could have been sitting all by ourselves, probably doing nothing.
Yeah. And huge plays in that game too. It was just a great sports weekend across the board. I mean, you had like, obviously Sounders at home cup victory. Incredible. You had the Alabama LSU game, which they said was the most anticipated game in a decade or something like that for college sports. Like it was crazy. It was, you know, two top ranked teams, you know, top four. What were they ranked? 2 and 3?
2 and 3.
At that point. Yeah, clashing. I mean, just like classic SEC. And then, of course, you top it off, cherry on top, Seahawks, San Francisco.
Right, and that, I think that's a good point, too, is I wanted to talk a little bit about sports. It's like you just kind of forget, like, it's just more fun doing it with friends.
Fun. Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. That's one of the best examples of things are more fun with friends.
Yeah.
Like, I would rarely, I mean, yeah, I'll say I literally never sit at my house and watch sports by myself. But I'll watch some UFC. But, like, with a group, awesome. Love doing it. Super fun.
Yeah. Well, and that's like Saturday. I was giving Matt the sales pitch. I was like, dude, come down Sunday to the MLS Cup. I was like, just tailgate and have fun. Like, you'll love it. So then he came down, George and Nick came down.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it was just, I was like, yeah, dude, it was a blast.
Yeah, my sister was trying to get me to go down. She said it was fun.
The energy before that game, unreal. I mean, just palpable would be the word.
Electric.
Yeah. And
I love
that
feeling.
It was almost surreal, though, because like for so many of us, like we have had the season tickets forever. So we're always at Sounders game. But like that tailgate lot, I kept telling people, everybody's like, do you guys tailgate like this all the time? Like, no.
Like, no, this is something
usually
special.
Like we're in the bar, like we might come out here for a minute. Like usually this lot is like half empty.
Ted's just out there smoking Swiss by himself.
Yeah, it was completely full. Like I was like, dude, this, like, I wish every tailgate was like this. But then even walking in, like, it didn't really settle till about halftime. They're like, oh yeah. And it's like the whole stadium's full. Like, this is for the cup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge. And, you know, if people haven't seen it, looking at the highlights online, a couple of the goals were pretty incredible, too. Matt, you had a good time down there?
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. Ted, you were like, oh, we're right by the Hawk's Nest. Like, you'll have no problem finding us. And, like, that whole lot had, like, 8 different tailgates in it. I was walking around like, where's Ted? Where's Ted? Where's Ted? Like, you made it. And you did say, I mean, I say it sounds easy now, but when there's 70,000 people, it might get a little bit more dicey. But yeah, like the whole lot was just a party. Like a party, mega party made up of like multiple different tailgates partying.
It was, all wearing the same colors.
Yeah.
Well, that was the other funny thing, right? Like I told you just to meet me down there, right? But like I hadn't been there yet that morning, so I didn't fathom that everybody else had parked. Like, I just thought there'd be cars in there. I didn't think other people were going to be tailgating like we were. So then it was like, this is like a Hawks game.
Yeah.
Like, it is packed.
That's legit. I don't think I've ever actually tailgated a Hawks game. Like, I've been to, oh, no, okay, yeah, one. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and trust me, some of my same friends that throw this tailgate throw an awesome one for Seahawks games. I went to 3 of them last year.
Dude, you would actually be the perfect person to ask this. Explain for me the difference between an NFL tailgate and a college football tailgate, and I'd like a ruling on which is better and why.
All right. I mean, number one, I'm always going to say college football tailgates are more fun because it's freaking Saturday. NFL tailgates are great. It's just to me, that's always in the back of your mind, no matter what you're doing. Like, how loose are you going to get? You know tomorrow's Monday.
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
Right? With that said, college tailgates generally, there's just more people. You know what I mean? There's more people.
A
and
bunch
then
of hot college chicks running around.
Right,
never
and
hurts.
You're on college campuses, so there's already built-in massive lots generally all around. That's why I give you crap, and you know this, about BC, about Boston College, like the worst tailgate in America, because there's nowhere to park.
Yeah, it's just the baseball fields that take over.
Yeah, so it's the same thing like with Seattle. Like, that tailgate was fun, but like the tailgate scene here is not that great. It's just there's not enough slots.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's still way better than BC. Like, BC, they wait like 15 years to get a spot. Like, the wait list is crazy.
What? You
know? Oh, yeah. It's the same, because there's, I mean, there's none. There's like, oh, I don't know. I can't even think of a comparison for you. It's like the parking lot at your guys' old building, maybe, or something.
Wow.
And there's probably like, I don't know, 100 spots, maybe.
Wow.
Not even on in terms of the real spots. Yeah.
Right. So for like Sounders games, it's all, like there's sometimes that lot will have like a little tailgate or a couple, like I have a couple other buddies that throw a tailgate in there. But it's literally like that lot's generally not even full with cars that have parked there for Sounders matches. That's why I'm with you, Matt. When I got there, I was like, holy.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was crazy, man. But everybody was out, and it was also fun, too, because like everybody in our ticket section was at the tailgate. Right, which is very rare for all 12 of us to be there. So we were all there, and then like at halftime, you know, Joe and I always meet up in the same spot, but like Castle was there. I saw JT and Funk Love.
Oh, wow.
Like at halftime, like we met up with them, met up with our buddy Tara that we know from the club. I mean, it was just awesome. It was like honestly, it was like a family reunion at halftime.
That's
I was like,
awesome.
Yeah, I ran into Thrill. Like me and Castle were sitting there talking. He goes, have I ever seen you at halftime? I go, no, we've had a beer before after the games. I don't think you've ever been over here. But like, yeah, Robin was there. Danny was there with his lady. Like, it's all Bree. I mean, it was wild, dude.
Wow.
And then like people like in the set, because we've been sitting in that section forever too. So, I mean, a lot of hugs, a lot of love. And then it helped that the Sounders kicked the crap out of them and won 3-1.
Yeah. That is huge.
Yeah. So then we had the post tailgate. Had explain, show a few people how you properly shotgun beers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a buy for soccer, right?
We did.
We're back on this week?
We're back on this week. Yeah, right. So we had a buy. And then you're right, what a weekend for Seattle sports. Sorry, Cousin Tom. He's a massive Niners fan. And then last night, right, you have which fun game. Full disclosure, I like the NFL. I like the Seahawks, but I'm not the biggest NFL person. So, like, overtime game, I was like, this is pretty damn exciting. But I know most of the city was on edge. But that was an odd game.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, just the way it ended. I mean, KJ Wright, if he picks off that ball, they end a regulation. There were 1,000 things. Yeah. So you have that. And then today you have the parade downtown, which was pretty nice, too.
Yeah, it's been pretty nonstop. And then now, you know, we're 2 weeks out from Thanksgiving? So then
which
we're
is
like,
wild.
Boom, full holidays.
Yeah.
And like, obviously the whole month of Christmas is fun. You know, the whole month of December is a good time. We're rolling, boys. I mean, what do we come up with an official start to dip season? What actually kicks it off?
Just when I make it.
The first time it comes out?
Yeah, okay. I mean, generally I try to wait till like...
That's like a groundhog scenario. I like that, where it varies.
You're right. This time of year, I probably could have made it Saturday. That would have been
Saturday
a proper...
Saturday would have been an epic kickoff for it.
Yeah, that would
real
been...
early season, though.
Yeah, but as long as we get into November, so I'm trying to remember, I made it last year. So yeah, this is the time of year. Here's the big decision. My stomach can't stand the spicy stuff anymore. Do I still make it spicy or do I make it calm?
Oh man, I say you pull it back and you do you. You dance with the, you know, like, or you always say dance with the girl who brought you. But the thing is, like, you know, you've turned over a new leaf. You were 360 pounds, you know?
Yeah. Also, just I got old, man.
Yeah.
Like, I like spicy stuff going down. I just don't want to poop fire.
Yeah. When did that start? Because I feel like spice still doesn't affect me.
For me, it was around my early 30s.
Okay, nice. I really hope I sidestep that.
Some people do. I have a lot of friends that still eat spicy stuff and don't care at all. I just got to a point where I was like, oof.
And didn't you say it was brutal Sunday because after I left, you just dipped bread in the wing sauce?
Yeah, I thought
Is
I was
that what
like,
happened?
Yeah, because it was like wing sauce and the butter. And I was like, ooh, I'll just dip a piece of bread in this.
Just a little something.
A little part of the roll, yeah. And then Sunday morning, right, the sting ring was back. And I was like, man.
Crap and fire.
Right. I'm like, I don't remember eating that much spicy food. And it's like, oh, yeah. That seemed like a good idea at the time.
Shoot, now I don't remember. Did you get the bidet or no?
No.
Oh, well, you played yourself. You 100% played yourself, Ted Smith.
But I've done this too. Like, last year I was back east for something and there was buffalo chicken dip. And I knew better. But by the end of the night, I was just like, Hmm. Buffalo chicken dip.
Well, you know, that's the thing, man. I mean, somewhere deep down inside of you, there's still a little fat kid, and he's like eyeing that thing throughout the party. So, you know, it is what it is, man. Like we said before we started the cast, we all have our vices. You know?
Yeah. Here's the other rule. So I think dip season's going to start soon. I got to make some. Next time I do the turkey meatball or the meatballs, do I even bother with the other brioche buns? I should just stick with the Hawaiian rolls.
The Hawaiian rolls are where it's at, I think.
Hawaiian rolls where it's at?
Yeah, I know. I tried to be fancy and get us both. And then
I mean, I was glad to have both, but yeah, I think I said like because I had the Hawaiian one first.
Yeah.
And then the other one paled in comparison. But if I had had the first, the Macrina?
Yeah.
Macrina one first, probably would have been like, oh, this is great. Love these meatballs. And then had the Hawaiian one, but I'm like, that one is definitely on top.
I would make one suggestion. Now, granted, I don't cook anything. Take it for whatever you want. But the I feel like our ratio is struggling. Because I think you put the sauce in when the meatballs are in, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So I think if you waited with part of the sauce until they were basically fully cooked and just it was this heated layer on the top, I feel like it would be even better. Because the sauce... For me, extra sauce in the bun, major key.
Was there none in the bottom?
I don't know. You know what? I was eating them all weird, too. I was eating them with, like, those little toothpicks. And, like, I eat one with my hands. You're right.
Yeah,
you guys didn't take full advantage of the resources available.
There was plenty of sauce there. It just wasn't... Yeah.
And that's kind of how crockpots work. You got to put some moisture in there. If you just put the meatballs in there, it would just be burning them.
Yeah.
Look, man, I just eat microwave food at the house, okay?
You should ask Matt, though. I was so happy I finally used the damn crockpot liner.
Crockpot liner? Oh, yeah. You just like pull it out.
I've had those things for like a year and I never used them. And then I was like, man, look how I used the cleanup ass. I like spiked it in the garbage.
That's where I haven't hung out with Drunk Ted in a while. It was fun.
Dude, yeah, you are fun when you're drunk.
Yeah, we got the picture of the empty boxes.
Yeah, that was awesome. Nutrition Made Fun on Instagram for a great picture of me and Ted with the empty box of Krispy Kremes.
Yeah.
At the end of the night. You can tell we had a good day.
Yeah, but you're right. Dip season should be kicking off soon. And it's the time of year, man. It's dark. It's getting chillier. Yeah. Actually, you know what? This isn't that bad. The rain's coming back for real, and the next week it's going to get cold again. Hey, man, when you stay up on the weather like I do, the truth hurts, boys.
Time to order that hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ordered a new one early this year, and it was too small. I sent it back, and I haven't reordered, you know, larger size up, so I'm hurting.
Yeah, it's always tough. You got to find the right hoodie, and then sometimes, too, in the wintertime, here's my biggest issue. You just have to layer up so much. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, sometimes I feel like when I get to my destination, then it's like, oh my God, I'm hot.
Oh, mm-hmm. That was the worst thing in school. It's like it'd be negative 10 degrees outside. It's Boston. And then you get there and they crank all the classrooms to like 80. And so you have to find a seat and like rip off layers and layers of parkas and scarves and stuff as fast as you can.
Yes, at one point today, I had on 3 shirts. So I had like a thin, like kind of like a shirt with a hood on it, and then I had a jersey over top to go to the parade. But like I walked here, and I was like, damn, I'm sweating my ass off underneath this.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing, too, in Seattle, when you start walking up those hills, man, the heat's real.
All right, we're talking about food. Have we talked about the chicken sandwich thing yet?
No.
So, like, have you seen people are like, there's like fights and everything else to try the new Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I saw a woman get body slammed in a parking lot over one. Is that what we're talking about? We're
talking about that. There was a guy, which he did this in PG County where I grew up, started dropping N-bombs on people, a white dude. He walked outside, got beat up.
And that was in PG County?
Yeah, and they took his chicken sandwich. And then the dude that got stabbed to death, that was in PG County too.
Jesus.
Because he cut in line.
He cut, what?
Yeah, that's the whole story. He cut in line and then somebody called him out. It, whatever happens, it ends up with a fight, with a stabbing.
Wow.
That's wild, man.
I get here's my question I want to get to. Do you think the sandwich, A, is that good? B, does anybody care that much? Or is it just the media hype around it?
Yeah, like a hype that feeds its own, you know, like, what's it called? A self-fulfilling hype?
Prophecy?
I mean, there's some name for that in, like, economics where it's like this weird feedback loop that feeds on itself, like with stock bubbles, for instance. My guess is that with almost all foods, if you put someone in a room by themselves with no packaging and you try to have them objectively evaluate the quality of different foods next to each other, maybe quality is not the right word. The like how good something is, you know, I think most people are going to fail pretty horrifically. But that could just be because I have a bad sense of smell. So I think it might be because of the hype. But I also love hype items. I like that people get hyped about stuff. I love getting hyped about stuff. So I'm pro hype item. And even if it is the hype, I still want one.
Yeah, I guess just sometimes with the... And it's just social media stuff, right? It's not like there's been a ton of commercials for it. It's mainly social media, but it's like, well, it's Popeye's version and this and that, and we got to do this and that. But I guess it's that good. But like, do you really care that much? Like, it's a fast food item.
Okay, that's what, yeah, dude, as far, okay.
Here's Hang on, one more thing. Yeah, you're right, but I'm throwing something on top of it. But it's also, sometimes the adjectives we use are unbelievable to me. And I'm not going to blame millennials. It's just the way it is. But like, wow. Even though I said it.
Wow.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah.
Wow. You read about something and then it all of a sudden like hits home in your real life. I feel like politics just came to the podcast. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, it's like everything's got to be the best. Or yeah. The one that I'm glad kind of went away for a couple of years was this wins the internet. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It doesn't win the internet
it's
for the
an
day.
Epic sandwich.
Yeah, right?
And epic is played out.
So, yeah. Right? There's all this hype around it. It's just like, it's either got to be the best thing in the world or the worst thing in the world. So that's like, trust me, I want to try it, but.
Dude, it's the age of social media and Instagram, you know, like that causes that, I think, and over-celebration and people doing these like giant gender reveal parties and stuff. It's like over-celebrating regular events. Like people will go and have three birthday parties and have three photos from different places around the world or whatever, you know, on their Instagram. And so, yeah, I'm with you. It's people are too extreme about stuff. And yeah, with the food is a good example. I think there's just, yeah, most things are like that. They're like, the volume is turned up, you know, in the intensity. And I think it's so, like, in order to break through the noise.
Right. And I mean, look, I get it. I'm a bad example of it, right? I go to places and get the same stuff all the time. You know what I mean? Like Matt loves the hype items, the Krispy Kreme, which, in your defense.
Pie month
was, the apple pie was pretty solid. Actually, the cherry pie was good, too.
Did you get the chocolate cream pie? Or did I eat both of those?
No, I never got one of those. But I can go to Krispy Kreme and just get a regular pink frosted one every day of the week.
Yeah.
With sprinkles.
I'm with you. With and there's an algorithm about that called the explore exploit algorithm. It's basically like how long are you going to be in a city. It has to do with whether you should explore new items or exploit and go with the ones that you know are going to be good. What was the other thing I was going to say related to the food thing? You're talking about hype items. Talk about
Popeyes, fried chicken. They're basically just trying to beat out Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. The unpopular opinion that no one wants to say is like people get so – a really good example, a microcosm of this, if you will, is In-N-Out Burger. Okay? People go crazy for In-N-Out Burger. And that's fine. People go crazy for Dick's too. I personally am a Dick's fan. I eat all the time because it's right near my house. But people go to In-N-Out and they treat it like – it's just like this huge like pageant or whatever. And you go down there and you have the burger and it's like, okay. I mean, it tastes like a fast food cheeseburger. It's pretty good. It's a good one. It's on the higher end of fast food cheeseburgers, in my opinion. Their fries are garbage. Fight me. But, you know, it's like, I don't know. At the end of the day, same with Burgerville in Portland. Great burgers. But like, is it changing my life? Is it the most epic burger ever? Like, you know, I don't know that I'm there. So I like a good hype item, but I don't love I don't want to say over leverage, like people going over the top about seemingly like trivial things to impress their friends.
Yeah, the In-N-Out one drives me up a wall.
It's like trying to make people jealous.
Yeah, and you can go to those places, like, it's just like everybody's got to comment, you know, like you got to post a picture if you go in there, then everybody's got to comment on it. It's like, all right.
Wow, you got an In-N-Out? No way.
Yeah.
And then people commenting, like, overrated, Dick's is better, their fries suck, or whatever. Like, all the, it's just like, all right, we've done this before, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, with that said, if I'm in California and I go to an In-N-Out, I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, me right? too. Or Hell Vegas. Yeah, dude. I enjoy it for sure.
Right. But on the same token, like, it's not like if I miss it when I'm down there, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, and is it worthy of, like, rubbing in my friends' faces? I don't know.
I won't be here in 2 weeks for the podcast. I'll be in Palm Springs, and I'm definitely hitting In-N-Out a few times. You guys just reminded me.
2 weeks.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving week. Yeah. That's fair.
Okay. Yeah, cool. 26.
No, and you're down there. Like, go get it.
I'm not trying to turn people off.
It's just, as I was saying, the adjectives and the, well, I got it because I'm down here. It's just like, enough. It's just annoying.
Yeah, chances are, like, you're on vacation and you're in some place that you don't live. There's cooler shit than In-N-Out Burger to be posting about.
Yeah. Probably true. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, it's good. I'm excited that people get pumped about stuff. I'm a hype man. I thrive on enthusiasm. It just, Ted, you're right. It's the extremes, the polarization.
Yeah, and the Popeyes thing, I'm just like, wow. Like, it's a fast food chicken sandwich. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just like, dang, man. It just seems wild.
You know what I just realized as we're talking about it? I think part of it, like, obviously, everything can be blamed on the media. But with this, I think it's particularly germane because you think about...
It's germane?
German? Yeah.
No, germane, like, relative to what we're talking about. Like, you know, like, super relevant.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know what the actual definition is. It's something like that. Anyway, so I'm not going to look it up. So, Jesus, what was I even saying? Oh, sorry. So these headlines. So, you know, there's so many, you know, before there was a limited number of news sources and in each town there was like one newspaper, maybe two. But now in the fight for clicks, you know, BuzzFeed will put out 35 headlines for one article and have it A/B test them through to see what people are clicking on. And obviously, as they get more extreme, then the other people get more extreme, and it's an arms race to see, like, you know, who can have the most extreme headline. And there's one word I wish I could think of it that they always use, where about, like, you know, people, like, I don't know, people like, this person demands this, or this person, like, you know, hurls insults at whoever. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, so, right, I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, good for Popeyes. I get it. It's a good strategy. And in Popeyes.
Slams. That's the word I was thinking of. I'm sorry.
Somebody slams something?
Yeah, like, oh, this person slams, you know, whoever. God.
Yeah. Like, did they really slam
Aaron them? Cobb slams In-N-Out Fries.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, dude. Perfect example.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, granted, Popeyes does a great job, right? I think we've talked about, like, really what good. They and KFC have done and, like, the way they can get the consistency of their chicken to come out all the time. I read this whole article on it. It's like, it's. Like, Popeyes is like, chefs will eat a Popeyes. So it's nothing against Popeyes. I'm just like, I don't know, man. It just seems like a little much. And it's like, at the end of the day, it's a chicken sandwich. And it is a ripoff off Chick-fil-A's.
Yeah.
It's a brioche bun with, that's probably part of the reason I got the brioche.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Subliminal.
Yeah. It just was a wild one. We hadn't talked about it. So I was like, I gotta bring that up, man. That's a weird one.
So you ultimately are not anti. Will you get one or not?
Yeah, of course.
Nice. What's your sauce choice?
For a sandwich?
Yeah.
What?
Do you have any sauce on there? Dip it?
No.
All right.
I feel like sandwiches, generally, I don't dip.
What about, French dip, but whatever. This conversation.
Yeah, French dip's different. I mean,
yeah.
And I'll say this.
Dippable sandwich.
I'm not a big pickle fan, but I generally like to... get the thing with the pickles, and then take the pickles off and have a little bit of pickle flavor left over. But yeah. I don't like that crunchiness in the middle of my sandwich or burger or whatever.
I just assume, if I'm getting a chicken sandwich, I assumed it has some kind of sauce on it. That's why, to me, it doesn't seem very dippable.
All right.
But a lot of people go and just get the sandwich. But with that said, again, I'm a weird person. People love Chick-fil-A for their chicken sandwich. I don't know that
nuggets.
I've never ordered one. I get nuggets every time I go. That's it.
I've gotten both.
I mean, I've had one.
That's perfect. Explore, exploit.
Well,
Ted's an exploit guy. You're an explorer guy.
I've never gone to Chick-fil-A and just gotten a chicken sandwich. I will be like, oh, I'll take one of each. Like, an order of nuggets and a chicken. If I want a chicken sandwich, I'm not going to Chick-fil-A and not getting nuggets.
All right. For people who are interested, that book is called Algorithms to Live By, The Computer Science of Human Decision Making.
Yeah, and frankly, I mean, social media just can be a little much sometimes. And you're right. And I love BuzzFeed. I go to BuzzFeed every day. I check it out. I take some quizzes or whatever. Yeah. Oh, every
day. You're a fucking Taurus, man. Like, leave it.
But yeah, the extreme words all the time. Just like, enough.
What's funny, they use those tests. I don't know how much you know about Cambridge Analytica, but you remember that whole scandal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cambridge Analytica was... pushing or swaying elections. They felt, well, how they do it, one of the main ways, there was a Netflix special I was watching. They have people take personality tests and they find out how high they are in things like agreeableness, the big five personality traits, so how high they are in things like agreeableness. And they try to find people who are on the bubble, who would, you know, are not sure which way they're going to vote and are high in agreeableness. And they try to just push just they target that segment of people and try to push them in states or local elections. Pretty interesting stuff. And it's from those online quizzes. So they'll have people take that for some prize or something and then use that information with a, you know, they track them with a cookie and then use it to push them. So anyway.
I think to wrap this up, let's not kill each other over chicken sandwiches.
I mean, you know, a couple of people are going to die with any good promotion. I think that's just America. It's 2019.
It's a solid point, Cobb. Maybe we should read some emails. Hey, it is what it is, man.
I thought I was going to get like a round of like all in agreement. Like, don't kill each other over chicken sandwiches. Cobb, just rebelling over there.
Hey, man, you know, I'm here for my controversial opinions. Email from Josh Wilder. Can you get on Spotify already? Josh.
No idea how that works.
Yeah. No idea.
Do you know, well, we can talk about it off the cast. Remind me.
Okay.
Oh my God. Wow, Matt. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Karaoke hot tip. If you get to pick any song.
Oh, dude, Matt, full disclosure, on the walk home last week, I looked at Kyle and I go, dude, you know how awkward that was at the karaoke bar?
I know. I lived it, Ted.
Karaoke hot tip. If you get to pick any song and you've been listening to the group and their vibe, pick something that matches, whether you can sing it or not. Likely one or some of them can hop in and finish. Even the DJ will help. No need to change the room's vibe. I've missed out on singing some of my favorites because the room just wasn't in that vibe that night, and I respected the vibe. It's all good. Thanks to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Michelle.
Look, I'm not here to defend the decision. I went for it, and, you know, it happened. There's nothing else to do. Sometimes I do that. I have a thought, and I just have to be like, damn it, why did I think that? And then I have to act on it.
Word up to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Ted ain't no serial killer.
All right, I like this.
Why did I think that? Oh, because
I don't wear headphones.
Dude, yeah.
There's another reason that came up on Saturday, right?
Did I buy a serial killer for another reason?
Yeah, Cobb said something, and then he was like, and you don't wear headphones at the gym.
Yeah, what was it? Did you eat some without, like, toppings or something? I don't know.
That sounds about right.
I don't know. Yeah, what was it? You were making serial killer moves. I don't know. I often separate multi-layer candy bars, such as Three Musketeers, Snickers.
Oh, nice.
Dude, is that what it was?
That's what it was.
You eat the outside of a
chocolate? I was eating the chocolate off the, or yeah. Somebody eating the chocolate off a Three Musketeers bar.
You have to believe me, but you sick f***. Who does that, dude? Who lives their life like that? I often separate multi-layer candy bars, such as Three Musketeers, Snickers, Twix, and even Kit Kat. Maybe it's a methodical thing, like MCTP says. Enjoy every aspect of the things you eat. I'm a big, happy guy who gives out free hugs, high fives, and daps. I may be a serial killer, in spelled the other way. I eat the f*** out of some Honey Nut Cheerios, dry,
ooh,
no milk.
What? Whoa.
Peace and love, boys. Neil Fielder lives on the east side of Idaho and Wenatchee, a.k.a. the cereal-eating motherfucker, a.k.a. EBFG, a.k.a. the gentle giant.
Yeah, Neil, we know you. You're not a cereal killer.
Yeah, Honey Nut Cheerios are delicious.
Yeah, Honey Nut Cheerios, that's a cereal you can dry eat.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that would make the cut.
Yeah. Like, I like Raisin Bran Crunch, but not the best without the milk.
I believe that's one of the worst cereals for you.
Raisin Bran Crunch?
Raisin Bran is super high in sugar. It's worse than
No kidding.
Yeah, and Raisin Bran Crunch is even worse, if I remember correctly. I don't know. I'm sure on the Raisin Bran, I'm pretty sure Raisin Bran Crunch.
That would make sense, man, because they got the little clusters in there.
Yeah,
in terms it is of delicious
sugar
cereal,
levels.
Though.
Yeah, it's like worse than some that you would think. Like, it's higher than Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is crazy. Anyway, Neil, if you ever get the chance, get a Kit Kat from another country, preferably Europe or Australia. They're 10 times better, which doesn't seem possible, but it is. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Last week, Ted brought up the story of how cocaine and Molly use in the NFL is on the rise. NHL.
NHL.
On the rise.
NHL.
Sorry, he said NHL, I said NFL. If you're interested in hearing more about that, check out the last 20 minutes of Spittin' Chiclets, episode 216.
Oh, that is a great cast.
Former NHL players Ryan Whitney and Paul Biznasty Bizanette dive into it. Jordan, a.k.a. the Canadian craft beer delivery guy.
Is that a Barstool podcast?
I can't remember if they started on Barstool, if that's part of Barstool, but Migs got me onto them.
Okay.
What do they drink? The Pink Whitneys. Because they're like sponsored by New Amsterdam Vodka. So it's like vodka, pink lemonade, and I think some soda water.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That is a very good podcast, though. And they're very true to form.
I think New Amsterdam was the last thing I had to drink.
No kid.
I can't remember. It was some sort
God,
of vodka.
You're such a hockey guy.
Straight up. Yeah.
First time emailer, but big fan nonetheless. First, I would like to say I've been catching up on older podcasts, and I'm disheartened to say that I missed last year's get-together in Tacoma. I'm from the South and would love to have gone, but was in a different place in life when that occurred. I would definitely love to join the next time the party makes its way southbound, if not sooner. Good news. Just come north.
High five.
Let's get down to brass tacks. I have two questions, if you would indulge me. One pretty straightforward, and one a little deeper. The first is directed to Matt. Matt, I like to keep active and fit, but I'm well aware that I have not achieved the level of cuteness I would like to see myself at for at least once in my life. But I do like beer, wine, and whiskey. I know that you don't partake in alcohol as much, so I was wondering, how much does alcohol affect fitness really? I know the amount of sugar and carbs are no good for pure fitness, but what is the cutoff point?
So sugar and carbs get a bad rap. What people forget is that alcohol itself has 9 calories per gram, which is more than carbs and just shy of the amount of calories per gram that fat has. And then you get into the metabolism, which alcohol essentially cuts to the front of the line for your metabolism in front of any food like fats, carbs, proteins that you have in your system. And then there's the drunken food decisions and the hangover decisions and the way that the hangovers can interfere with planned workouts. So that storm is like a little bit different for everybody and how it affects them, but those are kind of like the facts about it. And it's, so depending on how much you drink and stuff like that can all, and how you drink, it can have a different impact on everybody, but those are just some not so fun facts about alcohol and fitness.
Yeah. I would say the hangover cravings for me are worse than usually the drunken cravings.
That's a good call, actually.
Yeah. Vodka sodas, I think, and Coors Lights are probably like your best bets.
Yeah.
Calorically speaking.
So this one, we have some extra details if you guys need them, but essentially, this person's trying to get over their ex, and they've been having some issues with it this year, hoping for a better 2020. So the question is, what would you gents, first of all, relationship advice?
Oh, yeah.
Best at it.
Sorry, I don't want to, dare I say it's our specialty?
Is that apples, fair? Donuts?
Relationship advice. Yes. All right. I wish it'd be awesome if we were like a love line where you get to give like sexual advice, you know?
Yeah.
Feel free to write in. My question is, what would you gents believe is a good reason for rekindling an old romance? Is it better to leave it up to fate, God, or the universe? Or does it take a personal effort to reconnect? I'm well aware that I'm asking 3 young men, 2 of which are untied bachelors. Keep fighting the good fight, Matt. But I would love to know your thoughts as the podcast is both whimsical and philosophical. Thanks, guys. And LARP on.
I mean, look, it's been a year. So number one, if you're with this person for a while, like a year is not going to ease that pain, right? I would also just caution you on this. Like sometimes, I don't know, maybe go get a coffee with them or something. Because generally when you remember stuff, like you forget, the bad stuff kind of goes by the wayside. And you only start remembering like the fun times. And then you get lonely. So it's like, do you really want to get back with this person or are you just lonely right now? Right. So I think to me, that's a big difference because I've been both. Right. So like right now I'm single, but I can, you know, I can say, well, I'm not that lonely right now. But there's definitely times we've talked about this for years on the podcast, like Sunday nights or this or that. But there was a couple of years there where I was struggling and I was like, I was lonely. Then it's like, do I get back with this ex? And it's like, wait a minute. Am I just doing this because do I love her or am I just lonely?
Yeah, I would say it's similar for me, which is like the lowest version of myself is the one who wants to get back with an ex or like go sleep with an ex. It's most like that's the version of me who would like live his life fueled only by cheeseburgers and sadness. And so, you know, look, that's real talk, man.
I mean, it just
you gave
sounds
some real
bad.
Ass advice. That's really where I'm at. It's like, you know, I have those days probably like, you know, once every 2-3 weeks in the winter where I'm super sad and that's where I'm at. Like I'm shoveling candy into my face, eating cheeseburgers and, you know, a thought will pop in there like, man, like, wouldn't it be great to hook up with the ex or whatever else? And, you know, you have to just like tell yourself, like, is this really, you know, I feel like all your decisions are little votes for who you want to be in the future. And it's like, do I really want to vote for this version of me? And, you know, for me, luckily, more often than not, the answer is no. But I totally understand like those dark places, especially in the winter, where you feel like maybe they're a better option than where you're at right now. But Ted is absolutely correct, in my opinion, that you remember the good things, you forget those things about them that effing drove you crazy. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, going and hooking up with them is not going to help. It's going to just prolong your suffering. But yeah, Ted, how do you tell the difference between you should go back? Because there are times when it's good to get back with an ex and rekindle an old flame. So how do you tell the difference between what you're feeling?
I mean, again, I think you would have to interact with them and you can tell, right? Because you obviously
sober.
Yeah. Well, that helps. But also, I mean, I'm thinking of one person, but like, I don't know if I was completely sober. I'd had a couple beers. But either way, it was just hanging out with them. It was like, oh, yeah. Like, we could go hook up. But, like, there's reasons we did not work out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a big part of it. And then, you know, don't be afraid to go talk to somebody. You know, I've gone to therapists or social workers for, 10, 11 years. So, I mean, that helps a ton, too.
Thanks, guys. And LARP on. Tamale. Yes, that is my name, and yes, it's pronounced just like the Mexican dish. P.S. Ted, you're my hero.
Nice. Thanks, Tamale. Which makes me want a tamale. Those breakfast tacos were so good.
I still want Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Really? I'm still thinking about Mexican food.
To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
I have a question. As I write this email, I have an interview with a brick and... Why did I miss something? I was reading.
Oh, no, I just...
We're just craving food at the 42-minute mark or whatever.
At least we don't have some fighter that's been starving himself for a week and a half.
Oh, yes. Yeah, for people who are listening, when I read the emails, I look away from the boys. I have a question. As I write this email, I have an interview with a brick-and-mortar conglomerate, and if all goes well, I'll take the job if it's offered to me. I'm also waiting on two other job prospects to reach out to me. How do I decide which one to take if offered? One is seasonal, one is part-time, and one is full-time. What is the best approach to this?
I mean, I'd have to know what your situation is right now.
Not enough details. I mean, full-time sounds good on the surface, but yeah.
Is the part-time job, or is that more in the field you want to get into? How old are you? Do you have health insurance? Like,
valid questions.
Those are all factors.
Yeah, I would take the full-time and the part-time. Forget the seasonal. Or if you can take the full-time and the seasonal, I would do that too.
Yeah, and seasonal, right? Like, I don't know. Again, depends on your age, right? Like, especially this time of year, right? You can go work for UPS or Amazon and probably make pretty good money for the next couple months, right? Slinging Christmas packages. But again, that's just going to be seasonal work. So I don't know if that's going to help you down the line.
Right. Ted, it was awesome seeing you, Castle, and JT at the Sounders game on Sunday. Best part was actually having a conversation with Thrill. I've always been afraid to talk to him. I don't know why. It was the same with Ricker. I would get into this more, but my interview is at 3:30 p.m. Next year, I'd like to watch the Sounders game with Ted so I can understand the game more. Hi, Matt. Hey, Breed Rules. Stevie, the Packers fan.
Oh, yeah.
Check out those new Josta tracks, by the way, if you like Hatebreed.
All right.
Hatebreed's front man. A couple solo tracks. Pretty badass.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Running into everybody from work. And then I was like, oh, Stevie's here, too. Kind of forget he was actually working, too. all right. We should check in with Matt there.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what Matt means.
Check out with what's mattening.
Well, we talked a lot about my weekend. Certainly Saturday. Right.
My bad.
And a good chunk of Sunday. No, it's fine. And because I hung out with Ted a lot this weekend, so. Friday night was also super fun. I went to the Belltown Yacht Club, which is just an awesome little venue in the back of the Screwdriver down on First, I think.
And, yeah, that is on First, yeah. Right by the old Belltown Pub, R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. Have you been to the Belltown Yacht Club yet?
I have not.
Okay. It's a cool, badass space. I think Nirvana used to rehearse there or something. And a local band by the name of Los Esteller was playing there. It's all like metal stuff. And Neck of the Woods is this awesome band out of Vancouver that was there. And I just had a great time. I walked in and like saw this dude that was wearing a Pound shirt. I love Pound. And I was all like, hey, man, nice shirt. And he's like, oh, yeah, thanks, dude. I love Pound. And we got into it. And he's like just a super awesome nice dude, and complimenting me, and I'm like, oh, you're in Neck of the Woods. You toured with Pound, and you know, I pieced that together. But he was so warm and friendly and like just kind. And then he got on stage, and it was like he's just a monster vocalist, like, and just an imposing force of personality and aggression. And then he ripped his shirt off. Dude was tatted up and jacked. Like, it was just...
Yeah, Matt got there first on Saturday. He's telling me about how nice this dude is and this and that. And then finally, he, like, shows me a picture. And I'm like, that's the same guy?
It was nuts, dude. But Jeff is a rad dude. So is Dave, their guitarist. I didn't meet the other guys. But shout out to Neck of the Woods. Los Esteller, of course, also great. A couple of friends in that band as well. And, yeah, so just had a great time. A lot of friends from the scene were there. Talked to Glenn for a while, talked to John, and just had a fun night. And then Saturday over at Ted's, we went through. Sunday did the Sounders thing. It was funny because Saturday night, Ted, you were like, man, you got it good because you just get to go down tomorrow for the party, but like, I'm actually stressed out about the outcome of the game or the match.
Yeah, you were like, I don't really care.
I don't really care. But on the way down there, I started to realize I do care.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. I shouldn't say you don't care. Yeah,
yeah, but I was with you on that line of reasoning, and then I was like, actually, I'm starting to care a lot because like, it's just going to be 70,000 people of awkwardness if they lose, first of all. And secondly, I want a big, awesome party, and that's what we got. And it was super fun.
That was one of the few post-tailgates that had the same fun energy as the actual pre-game tailgate.
Yeah, it was live, and it's a early game. It's a short match, like so just between all of that, like
running clock,
we're still partying at like 4 p.m. or whatever, and it's like still light out.
Yeah,
and that was cool. And then after that, went to Sirius Pie with George and Nick. Got to meet George's kids. Had a good time there.
Nice.
And then that was it for the weekend. But it was a ton of fun.
Yeah, that was a great weekend, man. Sunday was so much fun.
Yeah.
It just, and you're right. Like, everybody's like, because on Monday when I showed up, I think a couple people were kind of shocked. They're like, oh, you look all right. And I was like, dude, I literally was on my couch by like 4:30. Like, I don't think it was even dark out by the time I got home.
There was like at least probably 10 to a dozen times where people were like, I can't believe it's only, and then whatever time it was, because we had been partying all day.
Yeah. Yeah, in the beginning I was like, man, I wish this game was kicking off at 2, not noon. But then when I woke up on Monday, I'm like, whoo! Yeah. Take that early. Take that early game any day of the week. All right, well, I think it's about that time.
Boo, ba doo, ba doo, boo, boo. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
So we've been in here in the studio for what, 4 or 5 years?
Five plus, yeah.
Roughly, talking into these microphones, doing a podcast. And I was just realizing like there's been such a proliferation of podcasts and talking to people about. They'll mention that they have a podcast or whatever else. And my question for you boys and anyone listening at home is this. Is having a podcast the modern equivalent of, I'm in a band, man? Are we the new I'm in a band?
I'm in Ted's side project.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
And you're kind of right.
Exactly.
I think it's almost worse. I've read some memes. I've read some memes that are like I don't care about your fantasy team or your podcast. Just like, ooh. Yeah, you're right. Because anybody could start a band and anybody can have a podcast now.
Yeah, it's true.
There's no guarantee either is good.
Yeah. Group of guys just getting together doing their thing, you know?
Yeah, like
well, what kind of band is it? Like, what kind of podcast is it?
That's a good point. That is exactly
like, well,
us.
We play a little bit of everything.
Well, I have like my 9 to. What I always say, I have my 9 to 5er job. You know, like the big band. But this, you're right.
I'm
like
my passion project.
Yeah, you're right. What am I, Glenn? All of a sudden, right? Because then I do the mega cash. You're right. I have two side projects. I was like, what is it with these guys at local bands having all these side bands? Jesus, you're right. Damn it, Cobb.
I was thinking about that as I walked down here today. I was like, guess I'm in a band now.
It's kind of like a band, just I don't know. Without groupies?
Yeah.
Like, we have, like, the we have the annoying parts of being in a band. Well, that's not true. Matt met his girlfriend because of the podcast.
Yep. That's true.
So, where the f***ing
we
band?
We got some ladies listening.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course what, Ted?
Oh, I was going to make a joke, but I'm not.
All right.
It's not that bad. I was just going to say, of course, but the one lady that was listening that Matt hooked up with had to be like, I'm not a dude. My name's Tyler. Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know what to say. You're right.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, we're
that
in a band.
One. I like it.
That's everyone's in agreement that we're in a band.
Yeah.
The topic was just like a great joke.
Yeah, I tried
an observational humor. It's like a yes or no question.
All right. Well, fair enough. I guess I thought we'd get a little more mileage out of that.
All right. Well, keep Saturday, December 14th, opening your calendars. We're going to have the get together that day. Are we in a band? Are you in a band? What is your band? Expand more on the Cobb topic. For MCTV, for Cobb, I'm Nate Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.